Word of God from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 23. My son, my daughter, my child, pay attention to what you say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them go out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. This is the word of God. Amen. Please be seated. As I thought about this whole idea of a sensitive heart, the whole idea of really being connected to God, I remembered some really old technology. For those of you who are maybe at college now, for those of you who are headed that way, I want to take you back a few years. I don't even think I've ever heard anybody use this terminology anymore. When I went away to college, my parents made it very clear that when I called home, I would call them via, remember now, I graduated Hope College in 1985. I would call them on the phone via, anybody want to guess? Collect phone calls. What in the world is a collect phone call? I can still remember. I got to know operators really well. Hi, I'm calling my parents. You know, I'm making a collect call. And then I would listen. And it was kind of a weird thing where I would say, hi, this is a collect call from Paul. And I would hear the operator, hello, I have a collect call from Paul. Will you accept the charges, please? And luckily, my parents accepted the charges, right? How is it that we accept the charges? How is it that we really get in touch with God? How is it that we allow our hearts to be sensitive to the very presence of God? You see, when Solomon writes Proverbs, he understands the importance of the heart. And when we look at this idea of active spirituality, of living in a manner in which we will live out our faith on a regular basis, having this sensitive heart, having this heart that wants to accept the contact from God, from Jesus, is one of the most, if not the most, critical things that we should strive to gain and protect this sensitive heart. Or another way to put it is that we all have an inner vault, much like I just showed with the kids. We all have this inner vault in which we put together the most cherished things that we live by. And we want God to be the one who is the one with the combination. So, the first thing we need to understand is, what is the heart? Again, it's easy to say, well, the heart is just a organ. It's just a place where the blood pumps through our body. And yet, we also know from the Hebrew, from, again, Solomon's teaching, the heart is the whole inner being. The whole center of our mind, of our emotions, of our will. And a sensitive heart is that inner being, is again that vault that holds our mind, our heart, our emotions, again our will, inside of ourselves, and is above all else sensitive to the delicate leading of a living God. That it's God who has that thumbprint It's God who has that code, that combination. It's that place inside of us that shapes all of who we are, the way that we play sports, the way that we go about our education, the way that we parent, the way that we work. All things revolve around this inner vault that holds that connection, that leading, that voice of God. And for that reason, the idea of a sensitive heart, a heart that is open to the leading, a heart that is, again, open to those phone calls, those contacts, is the key to shaping our active spirituality. Because if we have God inside of us and we have those teachings inside of us and we treasure them up and they shape who we are, then the way that we, again, step into the batter's box, the way that we spend our day at work, the way that we love our spouses and our children will be shaped by what's in that vault. And how open we are to what God is saying to us in that place when we listen closely. Again, we read this passage and a few things become very, very clear. Some that are in many ways simple. My son, my child, pay attention to what I say. How many times have you said, pay attention to your child, to your grandchild? How many times have you said it to someone at work? How many times have you said it to someone on the playing field? Pay attention. And when it comes to having that sensitive heart, when it comes to, again, opening up that vault and storing what God is teaching and saying to us, it begins by paying attention, by a willingness to pay attention to all that God is saying. I'm not saying it's just when we read the Word. I'm saying it's not just when Pastor Paul preaches. It's not just when this or that. It might very well be the sun that comes out in the morning and God says, I love you. Are we sensitive? Are we paying attention in our lives? One of the things that my wife, are you ready, Jen? Never. One of the things that my wife always kind of was willing to throw me under the bus with was one of my habits when I went through Hope. Because when you were at Hope and you were playing a sport, coaches always wanted you to be kind of in the front of things, always be willing to prove that we're on top of it. And so one of the things I always did was I sat in the front row. But as most college students do, sometimes you burn the candle at both ends. And I was able to develop an amazing ability. Am I right, Jennifer? Is it amazing? It is amazing, see? Because she found out quickly that I was able to actually sit in the front row, much like this, and I would look deep in thought. I would be taking a note every now and then. But if you look back at my notes, the amazing thing was is there was a note, and then there was a long line across the page. Because I had fallen asleep. And I would sit there and sleep. And, that's kind of average, right? But the amazing thing was, is that I could wake up in a moment and ask an articulate question. And the professor would look at me and say, wonderful question, Paul, that's great. And he would go on and ask it. And everybody would go, how can you fall asleep and then ask an articulate question? Well, that's a God-given ability. That's all I had to say. I don't know, Marley, did I pass that on to my children? Can you do that? No, you can't. Is that the way we go through life? That we're dozing off? We're falling asleep? We're not really paying attention? In order to have that sensitive heart, we've got to pay attention. And one way we do that is by inclining, by giving God our ear. Does anybody know what active listening is, if I say that? Anybody active listening? Active listening is something we don't do in our lives. We're challenged to do. If you do premarriage counseling, marriage counseling, if you do, again, counseling in the workplace, if you become a social worker, counselor, active listening is very important. This is usually the way that we listen. I'll say to someone, and I'll take, again, I'll take the married couple, I'll take the man, and say, well, do you listen to your wife? And you go, oh, yeah, she says things to me all the time. I listen. I'm always, we're talking all the time. Really? Can you give me an example? And she'll say, well, I know Sunday I tried to get his attention and we talked about this and this. Yeah, yeah, I remember that. I was watching the football games. And I was talking to her and I was flicking the channels and I was watching the Lions and I was watching the game of the week and I was watching this. That is not active listening. Active listening is shutting the TV off. Active listening is putting away all the sounds that distract. Active listening is sitting down with that spouse, with that child, face to face and saying, what have you got to say? And then the ability to repeat it, the ability to talk it back so that they know that they understand and are being understood, I should say. Active listening, getting away from everything else and listening. Or incline, give your ear to me. How many of us give our ear to God? How many of us actively listen to God? How many of us put away our busy schedule? How many of us put away the kids? How many put away our spouses? How many put away our workplace, whatever it might be, and actively listen to God? If we want to fill our vault, if we want to bring into our lives a sensitive heart, we've got to incline our ear to God, to the Almighty, and listen for the presence, His teaching, and what's taking place. Again, a simple step. Keep your eye on Him. To again build that sensitive heart, we give the attention, we incline the ear, and we keep our eye on Him. You've heard it a million times. If you played baseball, if you played golf, keep your eye on the ball. Don't pick your head up. Don't take your eyes off. When it comes to our relationship with the Almighty, how many of us take our eyes off of God? We get distracted by what's on the internet. We just get distracted by what's so busy and what's loudest in our lives, and we take our eyes off of the Almighty. The one who wants to fill our vault, the one who wants to give us those things that are good, the one who wants to be with us and comfort us, and yet we continually take our eye off of them. No better Sunday to preach this sermon than to say, look up there and see the windows. And you see the story. And you know the love. And keep your eyes on the images that tell you that God loves you, that God died for you, that God wants to be with you. And don't ever take your eyes off of that. Because again, it's those images that fill your vault. It's those images of God's presence that you treasure. And when we're sensitive to seeing God and God at work, then all of a sudden we again have that heart that is filled with the Almighty. And so having that sensitive heart is paying attention, is inclining the ear, is keeping your eye on them. And this one is the toughest one, I believe, of all, and that is to keep them within your heart. Now, what am I getting at? In the Hebrew, what it really means not only to have this heart, this place within, but to keep them there is to ponder them. To keep them there is to want to read and reread Scripture and treasure it. To, again, keep them there is to live life and live it in a very difficult way. Because sometimes it doesn't make sense. Sometimes things happen and it hurts. Sometimes we wonder where God is at or where God's teaching is, and we get lost. And yet that's the dance of living in the relationship. But do we give up? Do we forget to ponder? Do we forget to treasure them up inside? Because if we do, we become empty. And we become, again, those people who are living and being guided by things that are external. Instead, we need to treasure them inside. We need to wrestle with God inside. We need to share with one another the journeys that we're on. We need to be willing to share our sights, our sounds, and how God is filling up our vault, how God is struggling within our vault. But the key being, it is who we are. That we are sensitive people to the power of the Almighty, the presence of the Almighty in our daily lives. And once we understand that, and we learn to live by that, then we must protect it. And that's the other thing that this passage says. It says very clearly to watch over and to guard that heart. Commanded to say, watch over. Priority to do it with diligence, because life springs from that full vault. This is where life comes from. And if you think about it, it's so true. That if we get sucked into that world of envy, like we talked about last week, if we get sucked into that world that doesn't have any affirmation, if we get sucked into that world of hate instead of forgiveness, if we get sucked into the world where image and, again, how we look is most important, the list goes on of what the world offers us. If we get sucked into that, we shrivel up and we die. But if we watch over our heart, if we watch over our vault, if we fill it with the sights and the sounds and the presence of the Almighty, then the spring of life fills us up. And it's there that we find that joy, that life, that presence to face the good, the bad, and the ugly, because our vault full and is secure of the unconditional love and grace of a living God. So this morning, how sensitive is your heart? Is the first thing that your heart looks for as you take a breath the presence of God? When you're out and about, is the first thing that your ear wants to siphon out is the voice of God? Is a day in which you wrestle with where God is, who God is, how God is acting, but God is alive, a good day? Are you protecting that presence in your heart? Be given up, because the internet's a whole lot cooler, because technology's a whole lot louder, because 3D imaging's a whole lot prettier, because there's a lot of other things that'll get me a lot more right here, right now, and we don't even know where God is at in our lives. Do you have a sensitive heart? Are you ready to hear from God in a new way? Are you ready to experience the life-giving spring of eternal life with the living presence of God?